The Plattsburgh City Charter Commission has been tasked with updating and revising the more than 100-year-old document that guides the city government. The 12 commission members created three subcommittees to review changes in language, a mayor-council form of government, and a council-manager form of government. A survey was sent to city residents, and public hearings are being held to determine the community's preferred governance structure. On Monday evening, about 24 very vocal voters showed up to express their ideas.
I'm James Armstrong. What makes the subcommittee on the strong mayor city council system believe that that's the most effective way of running the city? What research have you looked into that suggests that that is a more effective system than, say, a city manager system?
What we looked into were the past administrations of the city.
I still want to know if you've looked at any research that suggests that one model is more effective than the other.
There are 62 cities in the state of New York. 46 of them have strong mayor councils. 15 are ruled by city manager with a weaker mayor council, if you will, and one which is actually governed by county.
Stuart Voss, Ward 3. I served on the 1990 City Charter Commission. Most of our counties around us have a city manager form of government. They have a legislative body, and then they have either a kind of administrative assistant like Clinton County does, or a regular county manager, which basically Essex has, and which Franklin has, and which Warren County has. So it isn't like this is a brand new thing coming in here. For me, the more that the power of the city can be distributed and not accumulated in the hands of one or a small group of people, the better off the city is going to be.
Hi, Kimberly Davis, Ward 3. On the one hand, I have seen city managers work in other areas. The problem I see is when you have one that isn't effective, that can have a huge damage on the bottom line. There was a small town in Vermont recently who had to pay out $180,000 to buy out their manager. I'm for a mayor as a partner with the council. If we hired a city manager and then had an elected mayor, what's that going to cost?
If we impose a city manager in the chain of governance at Plattsburgh, you're inserting a non-democratically elected official, usually subject to a very long-term contract, who has no role or responsibility directly to the taxpayers. I find this a derogation of democratic principles that I think we need to be thinking about when we revise our city charter.
Chair Luke Cyphers says citizen input is greatly helping the committee, and their timeline to present the charter changes by November may need to be adjusted.
To clean up the language in the existing charter, we're right on schedule. Some of the more contentious issues, we have another year, technically, if we wanted to. The mayor had suggested we try to get everything we can onto the ballot in the November elections, but there's some sentiment on the commission not to just throw something out there, and I think we might look into, in some of these more contentious issues, like form of governance, waiting till 2016.
The next public hearing will be in June. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.